Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran at the 2019 Manitoba Swine Seminar. My guest is Myrna Grant, the manager of the University of Manitoba's Bruce D. Campbell Farm and Food Discovery Center. Thanks for joining us, Myrna.
Hi, Bruce. Thanks for having me on your show.
As part of the 2019 Manitoba Swine Seminar, you discussed the topic, Once Upon a Time, Our Story Through the Eyes of an Advocate. First of all, a little bit of background. What is the Farm and Food Discovery Center, and what is its mandate and purpose?
So the Farm and Food Discovery Center is located just 15 minutes south of Winnipeg at the Glenlee Research Station, and we're part of the Faculty of Agriculture and Food Science. Our mandate is to tell the story about where your food comes from. So we have exhibits, interactive activities. We also have students and schools that come and learn about the hog industry. We have windows into a live operational hog barn, so they can see breeding, gestation, farrowing, nursery, and we can talk about the pork industry. We also have a new dairy barn, a new poultry facility, and we'll be able to talk more to children about all the different types of farming and ag sectors out there and how they produce their food.
What do consumers know about agriculture? What do consumers want to know about agriculture? And typically, where are they sourcing their information?
So we're open to the general public, so we get lots of consumers coming through, and we also have information from the Canadian Centre for Food Integrity, and they have said that when Canadians are asked, they'll say that 93% of them know little to hardly anything about farming. And so they, when also asked, do you want to know more, 60% said yes. So consumers want to learn more about where their food comes from, and they're realizing that that is coming from farming and from the ag industry. And so it's important for us to be able to tell them that accurate, balanced, current information about how food is produced on farms.
In terms of farmers actually engaging with consumers, how important is this and why?
Farmers, again, when the Canadian consumers were asked who they trust, they actually trust the farmers. It was an incredibly high percentage. And so it's important that farmers are willing to have conversations with the people around them. It doesn't have to be speaking in front of public. It's just have a conversation about what you do on farm. A lot of what we see on TV or online, which is where people are going to for information, isn't always accurate, balanced, and current. And so it's important that we, as farmers, as anyone working in the agriculture and food industry, talk about what we do in a very engaging conversation and ask a lot of questions to find out what it is that most concerns the consumers about their food.
When engaging with consumers, on what level do they actually need to be approached and why? And what needs to be considered when framing the conversation?
Consumers want to talk to someone they trust, and they want to know that the information they're getting is beneficial to their families. They're feeding young children, or there's athletes, millennials, like seniors are all concerned about what they're eating and what is going into the food, because they're hearing so much about what's happening in the food industry. And so it's important that when we talk to anyone about food, that we're just saying the basic truth of what happens on our farm, that true transparency, answering the questions that are important to them, and making sure that we just are polite, respectful, engage in the conversation, and that we share our values and beliefs. We care about the animals. And so, you know, if they have a pet that they care about, that is how we want to make sure our animals are treated very humanely, and we're doing the right things on our farms.
Where are there opportunities for farmers to engage with consumers who actually has the ability to capitalize on those opportunities, and how important is it to do so?
Well, Bruce, they can come and be on your show and talk to you, and all other media opportunities that come to them, take that and just have a great conversation with media. Go into schools. If your children are in grade 3 to grade 10 or 11, curriculum is around food and agriculture and some of the social studies, geography courses, and just offer to have a conversation about what you do. We have really great resources they can use from agriculture in the classroom. They can also talk to, if they like, talk to politicians. Do they like talking to other business people? Is it 4-H that they're involved with? Is there a way that they can inspire 4-H members to learn more about the agriculture that's happening all around them in the towns and cities that they live in?
And what is the key message that needs to be shared with consumers?
farmers are doing the right things on their farm. They're taking care of animals. They take care of the land. They want their farms to be sustainable so that they can pass it on to future generations. Farmers eat the same food that you do. They want to make sure that the Canadian food system is safe. The food is affordable, it's healthy, and it's providing them with all the nutrients that they need. And they want to make sure, too, that everything that they grow, whether it's crops or animals, are meeting all of those Canadian standards.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I'm just excited that I can be here, and I'm really looking forward to anyone who wants to come tour the Farm and Food Discovery Center. We're open from Tuesday to Saturday, and you can come learn all about where your food comes from.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Our guest has been Myrna Gran, the manager of the University of Manitoba's Bruce D. Campbell Farm and Food Discovery Center. For Farmscape Online at the 2019 Manitoba Swine Seminar, I'm Bruce Cochran.